This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Through your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're going to be taking a crack at a comedic legend. Joining us this week to talk about his hatred is host of Movie Night at May Halls and Secret Vagina, George Dunn.
Hello.
Wait, is he the host of a secret vagina, or did you just call him that?
No,
am I a secret vagina? Do I have a secret vagina? Because there are very little about this area that I keep secret.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there aren't many secrets that are inside George Dunn's pants. But, you know, if you look at George as a whole, he's a vagina. And it's a secret.
Is it because of all the bad music he listens to?
I mean, that's part of it.
Music's wonderful. Fuck you.
That's part of it. Also, you know, his headshot looks like a landing strip vagina from 90s porn achieves sentience. So, George, why do you hate Adam Sandler?
Oh, boy. I just don't think he's funny. I think his sense of comedy and his films have become, especially recently, have just become lazier and lazier with every...
Recently, do you mean like the last almost 15 years?
Even more than that, probably. Because what, you
so that's
consider,
where you're wrong.
Well, fuck you. you can consider, like, what he has... If you go off of what the general consensus is, he has two really good movies, which is Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Which I don't like. I think there are elements there that are okay, I guess, you know, mostly because Norm's in them.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, what frustrates me is he shows he can be good. Like, I love Punch Drunk Love, and I love Funny People. Funny People's what got me to start doing stand-up.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Funny People?
Yes.
Got you to start doing stand-up?
Yes.
The last hour of Funny People, is that what got you to start doing stand-up?
It's not a perfect movie. I'm not saying it's a perfect movie. It just means a lot to
me. It's like, look at all this drama. This is perfect.
I love it. I have drunkenly cried
to that
movie.
No wonder George still does open mics.
Yeah. I'm forever an open micer. Yeah.
It's okay, because I don't do shows, so it's fine.
I know. I've seen you do comedy.
It's fantastic.
So, George, you know, if you're listening out there, elder comedians of the world, George would like to read you bedtime stories.
I would love to.
And he'll keep all your secrets until the girls tell him not to.
It took me a second to realize all.
Yeah, so Adam
Sandler. I'm an ally, Jeremy.
Yeah, you're an ally. I get it. Yeah. So Adam Sandler is not funny. Why is Adam Sandler not funny?
I find his sense of humor, or I guess, yeah, the whole wagging his finger and all that garbage. It's so endlessly frustrating to me.
That I can understand. That is annoying, and that's why. A lot of the time when people are like, oh, you know, because the constant battle is, which is funnier, Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison? Infinitely, Happy Gilmore is a much, much better movie.
It's meaner.
It's funnier. It makes way more sense. Billy Madison is just like him fucking off with a couple
of
his friends.
It's almost sketchy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it still has a narrative, but it does. I mean, both of those are like really poorly structured. like really. I mean, they're '90s
shit,
comedies.
Don't sit here and talk shit on Happy Gilmore, man.
It's I mean, that's movie. Kind of the point.
No, no.
Hi, I'm Jordan. Making, welcome to your podcast.
It's like, dude, somebody comes on here and I feel the right to defend it, and I immediately am like, no, fuck you, shut up. About
I guess we're
that.
Just. You know what? I'm just. Gonna
and
do
it's a, an Adam Sandler movie.
Let's change the topic of this podcast to why I hate this podcast.
That would be a great episode.
Yeah, except you don't hate this podcast. You've probably never listened to it.
I haven't.
Yeah. All right, so bad narrative structure of Happy Gilmore.
Well, okay, so Happy Gilmore's the golf one, Billy Madison's the school one.
Yes.
Yes. The whole thing in Happy Gilmore with the wise old black golfer losing his hand to alligator. Yeah, this whole, like... Fuck! Oh, it's so frustrating. Like, none of it ever... It just seems so try-hard.
So you would have liked Happy Gilmore a lot more if, like, the Coen brothers directed it.
I would like anything if the Coen brothers directed
okay,
it.
Okay, so apples and fucking oranges, right? Well, you're trying to structure a 90s comedy
movie.
Yeah,
I get that it's a 90s comedy.
And that's what bothers you about it?
No, I'm not. I mean, the structure of it is garbage. If the Coen brothers made it, I would at least be like, okay, this at least looks interesting.
And John Goodman would probably be in it.
I would absolutely love that movie.
John Goodman as Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
Oh, that would
be. If he pulls someone out of the mud, it, like screaming, I would absolutely watch that movie. But.
Javier Bardem as the old black golfer.
I want to make you
and I guess it would have to be what I don't know fuck it it's gotta be Jeff.
Steve Buscemi's in there. I mean, he's in most a lot of Adam Sandler movies, so I mean it's kind
Steve
of
Steve Buscemi instead
weird.
Of Ben like, Stiller
yeah it's Steve just, Buscemi the Coen brothers use a lot of Adam Sandler guys.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
It is like I mean they show up in a lot of things because the Coen brothers are fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
like
Fargo to me, so like people funny. Watch it and they're like, that's a sad, dark, fucked up movie. I'm like, yeah, but
it's
fucking
super
hilarious.
Funny. It's super funny. No, but like, it is like you watch these people who are super talented, Norm, Steve Buscemi, like all these people that show up in his movies, and each one gets lazier and lazier. So I'm like, I'm okay with those first two. I don't like them, but those are the least egregious to me. Like you have Little Nicky, you have Big Daddy, which fuck Big Daddy, fuck that movie to hell. Like that false.
See, I don't hate that movie.
That false sincerity and that like Rob Schneider sort of racist whatever like,
the fuck he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like I mean, it's like you can do it. It's like fucking who cares? Is that even the same movie? They're all fucking blending together now.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like a running character,
Waterboy,
the black golfer from A Happy Gilmore appears in other movies to inform you that it's all in the hips.
Is he have a shared universe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. George is like, well, now it's like Marvel, and I
well,
like
now
it.
Now I like it, yeah. I'm in. Okay, podcast is over.
Yeah, it's a shared universe, and, you know, a lot of the same characters. The you-can-do-it guy that Rob Schneider,
so,
you know.
I would love to see Al Pacino trying to fuck Adam Sandler in another one of his movies.
Yeah.
Just running around, just acting like hunched over, kind of like arm stretched, like trying to grab him, but like in Big Daddy.
Longest Yard.
Is the same character in Longest Yard?
No, it would be perfect
oh,
if
yeah.
Al Pacino tried to fuck Adam Sandler
that
in Longest Yard.
And that would have been perfect, because you and me kind of talked about that movie last night. Like, I don't hate that movie. It's not like an that's not an Adam Sandler movie. I think that's
I
a
never
movie
saw
he
that
was
one.
In. But I mean, dude, you got like, I mean, I'm obviously biased because of all the wrestlers
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of wrestlers.
Isn't The Rock in that one or no?
No.
Okay.
It's like
Stone Cold, Kevin Nash,
Great Khali.
Yeah.
There's a handful of guys in there.
Side story. Great Khali killed a guy at a wrestling promotion that I used to take my sister to.
What?
Yeah, he.
Dude, why is it every time we talk about wrestling, you have this new fucking story that you're like, yeah, this one time.
Yeah, his name was Dilip Singh, and he was brought in by Roland Alexander out in APW, and he was a big, tall nothing that wore sweatpants to the ring, and just very impressive guy. My sister has his autograph somewhere. It just says Dilip, and then brr. Because he didn't know English at all.
You're right.
And apparently, while they were training a new guy, he pancaked him, and the guy did not take the bump right and died.
Oh, so it wasn't an intentional.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. It wasn't like He's just walking around.
Normally when somebody dies in the ring, it's not intentional. Like, that's always an accident. Like, Rey Mysterio killed a guy, what was that, last year? A year and a half ago? Killed a guy in the ring?
Sounds likely. Sounds likely. But
completely on accident.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, I'm assuming there's a lot of accident. Because the only, I don't watch wrestling, so, yeah. The guy who jumped off the shaft,
he didn't. I mean, he was being lowered. That's the guy I'm talking about. Yeah. He was being lowered down in the
thing. The only one I really know, so.
Yeah. Now, that would be a good subject for an Adam Sandler comedy.
Him killing himself?
No.
Because I would love that. I would watch that one. It'd be like Click.
Isn't that Funny People? Like, keep rewinding. I mean, isn't that Funny People?
No, he thinks he has cancer, then or he has cancer, then it becomes malignant. And it's...
Spoiler alert, George.
Sorry.
Some people...
Plus, it was shot by the guy who shot Schindler's List, so it's art.
It's art. It's, look, I like... most of Funny People, but as soon as they start moralizing and...
It's got its issues, but I mean, that montage of all that stand-up, it's a little sappy and overwrought, but it works on me. It makes me cry all the time. I don't know why.
Fucking
like,
pussy.
I am a pussy. I cry at everything. Fuck you.
I cry at a lot of shit, too, but...
I'm a man.
I do it. I do it on my own time, and I don't tell people about it.
I go on stage and tell everybody about it. That's why I get laid so much, Jordan.
Dude, you can fuck whoever you want to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's only one emo guy in comedy, and his name is George Dunn. Well,
now that Walter quit comedy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Walter didn't quit. Walter has a lovely sketch group, but...
It's true.
Yeah, so... We can argue about Funny People for like hours, but yeah, we're not gonna do that.
We're not talking about what George loves.
Yeah,
we're talking about what I hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Deeds was the big one. That was the one where I realized that I hate him.
What makes you hate Mr. Deeds?
It's more of the same. Like, I mean, it is like
Steve Buscemi with googly eyes. Who doesn't like that? And he eats gumball pizza. I know it's fucking stupid, but I like it.
I mean,
it.
What's his name? John Turturro is okay in that movie.
John Turturro's great in everything he does.
That's true.
Another Coen Brothers
guy. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. There's just something about like his just lazy humor. Like, it's so easy. Like, well, all of it. Like,
let's go back before the movies. Did you ever listen
to Saturday Night Live or the albums? Or
the
what?
Albums and Saturday
I've listened Night. To some of his albums. I had friends who would put it on and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hear, like, there was, like, a P song or something like that. Like, and I'd hear those, and I'm just like, I don't understand what this is. Like, I mean, it's not funny. It's just, like, a guy singing about peeing.
I just picture 8-year-old George just being emo 8-year-old George, like, this isn't sad enough, so it's not funny.
No, when I was a kid, I was real angry. It was Korn. I was real into Korn. Korn and Mushroom Head. Yeah.
Did you have urban camouflage pants?
I did. They were shorts.
Urban camo shorts.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah, those all oversized, like, Nike shirts. And
yeah.
Yeah. I was big into that whole garbage.
Like the band Garbage?
No, my mom was into Garbage. And they would play, like, they were also the same kids who would play, like, ICP and, like, play it, and they'd play that song, like, Santa Claus is a Big Fat Dick or whatever, and we'd all find that so fucking funny while we're playing, like, Battlefield. Or
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, I get that at the time, you're 9,
yeah, you're dumb.
Old,
it's like, it's like the Mad TV stuff right. We were talking about.
He's
really
saying fuck, so it's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So basically, your problem with early Adam Sandler is that the humor was juvenile but not crass enough.
There was no. It seems like at the time that was supposed to be the alternate comedy, like alternative kind of. But there was no sense of irony there. It was just them, like in the same way, like the Jerky Boys never did anything for me, you know. And it seems like that because he did a lot of prank calls on those albums, right?
He did this whole thing where he was he'd play characters and annoy people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was I never got into the characters, like the buffoon really annoyed me,
mm-hmm.
Because it was basically like, I'm making a funny noise and talking about how hard my dick is.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I remember about the Adam Sandler albums, that and Piece of Shit Car.
That's a great fucking song.
Because it's so relatable.
Yeah.
Everybody's had a piece of shit car.
Well, like, there's the Hanukkah song's the big
one. Yeah, who doesn't like that? It's, are you kidding me? Fucking Nazi.
I think we're getting to the root of the problem here.
Trump 2016.
George Dunn hates fucking Jews. Yeah. That's what it is.
I'm going to get rid of the Mexicans, the Jews, and Adam Sandler.
Well, he likes the Coen brothers, so that...
You're still an anti-Semite if you don't like the Hanukkah song.
I'm fine with that. I will accept that badge with pride.
George is like, I really like... Dreidel, you got me. I'm into it. Adam Sandler's Hanukkah,
love
fuck him.
Dancing to dreidels. Love making songs to pieces of wood that spin. No, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, it's just gross. Like, all of it. It's not, like, not gross in, like, the, it gross out. It just seems like, I don't know. It just feels like you're, like, when you're a kid and you're just screaming whatever comes to your brain. And it just doesn't do anything for
you
me.
You made a lot of fucking money doing it.
More power to him, I guess. But, well, not anymore. Because he just fucking wears basketball shorts and puts Dave Matthews in all of his fucking movies.
But, well, I mean, Netflix paid him for that.
Yeah dude. They paid him a lot of money, didn't
seven
they?
Movies? And he's in two already now?
Well, like, I think it was originally supposed to be four. And then, like, I think it's, like, at three already. Mm-hmm. And I think they, like... up this guy because people watch, dude, I won't lie, I watched the Ridiculous Six when it came out.
Really?
Why? Don't fucking ask me. I just
what did you like it?
No, it was terrible. Yeah, it was fucking awful, dude.
There's grown-ups and like grown-ups too.
I also watched the one he did with David Spade, the last fucking Netflix one that
came
out.
Oh, the one where he's like an assassin or
yeah,
something like that.
Also terrible.
Yeah.
No, it's awful. They,
and I'm okay with Spade. Like I don't love him. Like I'm not a big like what the fuck's is Joe Dirt. I mean, that's fine, you know, like...
No, but I mean, I've always... I mean, Tommy Boy and Black
yeah,
Sheep.
Yeah, Tommy Boy's
like,
great. I've never
all
seen
his
Black
stuff
Sheep.
On, all his stuff on SNL. Mm-hmm. That was the other thing, is, like, you were asking about early Adam Sandler. Like, what about his SNL shit, dude? Like,
there's
Opera
some good
Man
stuff.
And, like...
Opera Man, not really. I mean, when I was in high school, I would watch 90s SNL, because it was, like, it was on after Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
Which was the only reason I was watching 90s SNL, because I just, like... SNL or Kids in the Hall.
George, why the hell haven't you started a sketch group with the same rules as Kids in the Hall, where all the hot chicks are dudes dressed as women? Things like that would be your shit.
I am trying to do more sketch stuff, like video wise, in the vein of Kids in the Hall.
Okay.
Whether I will be successful at that or not is
so you mean like
debatable.
White as Kids, you know?
I'd never really gotten into White as Kids.
Really?
I saw a few and I was fine. There was one where he interviews himself.
There's people that live by it and die by it. I think it's there. It's funny. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just never something that, like,
yeah.
I think, like, because at the same time when that started, that was when Wonder Shows and started.
Oh, Wonder Shows.
Like, Wonder Shows is, like, one of the best shows ever made, period.
This is the official Let the Hate Flow Through You statement. Wonder Shows is the best show ever made.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm great.
So, I had, when I bought the first season, they had it came with a poster of Chauncey wearing a shirt that said "I hate Mondays," and it was the picture of that guy from Abu Ghraib.
Yeah,
and it's just him hanging onto a tree branch with a noose saying "Hang in there."
Yeah,
it's great.
It's a wonderful, wonderful program. Saturday Night Live in the '90s was also a wonderful program. Adam Sandler.
There were so many other people on Saturday Night. There was Phil Hartman. There was. Chris Farley, like, I mean, there's so
I mean, but still,
many.
I mean, I feel like Adams, I mean, because if you think about it, who was the first one out of that group of people to be an international superstar?
Well, he
was
kind
Chris
of the
Farley
Andy
and...
Samberg of that generation.
Yeah, but I fuck Andy Samberg.
I like Andy Samberg way
I like
more.
Andy Samberg a lot.
I can't stand Andy Samberg.
I didn't see that, That's My Boy. Is that the one he's in with Andy Samberg?
Yes.
The Adam
Sandler one? There's shit that I've seen him in that I love. I mean, like, I thought he was great and I Love You, Man. Mm-hmm. I thought he was really good in that. I always thought the video sketches he did on SNL were really funny.
Yeah. Digital shorts and all that.
Yeah. But I don't like any of that stupid fucking rap shit he did. I thought that was.
You don't like any of The Lonely Island?
No, I don't.
Really?
I did not think it was funny at all.
See, I think Andy Samberg is doing what Adam Sandler was trying to do, and I think he's doing it right. I think he's far funnier.
So, do you think Adam Sandler was trying to satirize pop music? Because it didn't seem.
No,
that way
I don't.
To me.
I think in terms of Lonely Island, I think there's a. It's not just Andy Samberg in that sense, but I think like in terms of Andy Samberg's comedy, it's very much influenced by Adam Sandler. It's like you can tell, but I think his sense of humor is more it's sarcastic. It's in the same way that Adam Sandler is, but there's a satire to it, like a level of irony that I don't think Adam Sandler, I think he attempted, but I don't think he got.
I don't know if Adam Sandler got into irony at all, because I think everything that he did was very, very genuine.
And one-dimensional.
Yeah, well, that's part of the issue I think George has with him, is that you've got this guy that is, unapologetically childish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you were at a point in your life where you had grown beyond childish things and you were unable to appreciate that. Like the whole criticism of Jimmy Fallon on Saturday Night Live is mm-hmm. that he mugged for the camera too much.
Yeah.
But when Adam Sandler did it, it was just like he's having too good of a time because he's a cute little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like a thing.
He was super young on Saturday Night Live, wasn't he? He was like 23 or something?
That sounds about right. I mean, they were all pretty young back then.
Yeah. But I mean, I get that. I don't know. I really don't think that his... he just seems so... Like, there's something about his real-life persona that shines through his comedy that I do not like. Like
I think it's that he doesn't give a shit. I think that's what you don't like.
Well, especially now.
Yeah.
But even then, it almost seemed like he was working really hard to pretend he wasn't, to look like he wasn't giving a shit.
Right.
I mean, that's part of the childish persona.
I mean, it's part of being a comedian.
Yeah.
But like,
well, you have to have a certain level of I don't give a shit.
Yeah. But it just seems so like I'm just going to wear basketball shorts and oversized hockey jerseys all the time. It's a Kevin Smith thing. It's the same reason I don't really like Kevin Smith.
Fuck yourself. That's not what this podcast is about, and you can go fuck yourself.
I was gonna suggest Kevin Smith as well, but I like Clerks. So that's the only reason I can't like completely
George is that guy who's like, I should have been born in 1978.
No. Yeah, maybe.
I would have got to see the Smiths when I was really young.
Yeah, seeing the real Smiths live, yeah. I would have been fucking all about that shit. Talking heads.
I know you, motherfucker. I know.
Seeing him in this big-ass suit.
See, that's the thing is, like, I would have preferred to have been born, like, when my parents were born in, like, 63, be, like, 17 in 1980 when all that shit was going on. Been great.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. I would have been all about the 80s. But I feel like if I were born in the 80s, I would have been that kid who, like, it all just passed me by.
We were born in the 80s.
Well, George, you know what I mean. If you grew up in the 80s, right. You fucking dick.
George, if you would have grown up in the 80s, you would have died of AIDS.
I absolutely would have. I 100% would have. They would have made Jared Leto would have played me in a movie.
Yeah.
By now.
Would it have been as good as his portrayal as the Joker?
Perfect. It'd be flawless, just like his portrayal as the Joker.
It's like I wanted to give Jared Leto the benefit of the doubt, but I'd shoot him for that.
All right, Jared Leto, if you're listening, I need you to send us a demo reel of you crying in front of the computer.
That's just called 30 Seconds to Mars music videos.
Oh, that's true.
I did base my new D&D character after him. He's basically like Swamp Thing mixed with Jared Leto.
Swamp Thing mixed with Jared Leto.
He offers everybody a lemon.
Am I allowed to say whatever I want on this podcast?
I mean, that's... Yeah, you're on the podcast.
It's America,
with me,
ain't it?
Man.
That's really gay, dude.
All right.
You'd love Jared Leto. You'd love him.
I don't.
He's super endearing. And he's a bard.
No.
In his band, 30 Seconds to Bard.
His band sucks.
Oh, yeah, they're fucking terrible.
90% of the movies he's been in, minus a couple roles.
Attack is a great song. You can all go fuck yourselves.
I was really into that album when it came out. But that was also when I was like, really into Census Fit. Well, I still like Census.
All I can say is that I saw 30 Seconds to Mars open up. Now, this is, I wasn't, you'll know who I was there to see. George mm-hmm. will figure, well, you'll figure it out really quick because you like to fucking call me out on this shit. It was 30 Seconds to Mars, followed by Reggie and the Full Effect, followed by Alkaline Trio, followed by My Chemical Romance.
I do love My Chem. I have my My Chem hoodie over there.
Two, the first two records. I love those first two records.
And
Jeremy's
Black
just like, no, that's gay.
I'm not saying it's gay. Look.
Just saying it sucked a dick or two.
I'm just saying it's for girls. I'm just saying you put on your lip gloss and it was like, look, Alkaline Trio. Look at my kissable, fuckable lips.
Jeremy, I wonder what it was that made you this way.
what it was that made me this way.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out why you hate Adam Sandler, not why Jeremy's fucked up or I'm fucked up.
Yeah, there are lots of reasons why I'm fucked up, but that is for a different podcast. Like George can psychoanalyze me on his own podcast.
My favorite podcast called Therapy.
Yeah. On George's Jared Leto character is not gay. I don't understand how Swamp Thing could make anything come.
Well, dude, there's that whole fucking storyline where he's got his woman and Batman's trying to fucking get Swamp Thing to not overtake Gotham, which he already did.
It's pretty good.
Sorry, is that that's Alan Moore, right? Yeah, Alan Moore.
Spoiler alert, guys.
I know, dude. Now we're talking about comics.
I love comics.
We're figuring out why George hates Adam Sandler because he loves comics and girl music.
Yes. Okay, well, let's get back to that. I want to know what your guys' genuine opinion on Adam Sandler is.
I think it was like, oh my God, Happy Gilmore was amazing because, you know, it was. That came, like, Adam Sandler to me was like, here's a Jewish comedian that, you know, was basically raised on because of Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was a big hockey guy because, you know, that was like.
That was a big thing in the 90s.
All the video games, like, mm-hmm. started coming out. And, like, you know, my dad, like, got me into the Rangers. So, like. And the Rangers won the Cup in the 90s, so yeah. It was...
I even kind of got into hockey when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's fun, and then we got the Lumberjacks for a while, and those games were fun until they started throwing me out for cussing. I always embarrassed whoever I went to hockey games with, because it was either I was cussing, or I was wearing my Nazi Punks Fuck Off shirt.
How old were you?
I don't remember, like, teenage years. Mm-hmm. I wasn't driving yet, but...
Okay.
Happy Gilmore came out, and that kind of blew my mind, and, you know, the fight with Bob Barker was amazing, and, you know, I grew up with golf, too, because, you know, this may surprise some of you out there, but I came from privilege, so golf was a part of...
Typical Jew.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, man. There was a Jewish country club that is now a Walmart that I used to go to.
I just realized something. You're Cleveland's Kid Rock. You're like, I come from privilege. And they're like, I want to be white trash, though.
I'm not Cleveland's Kid Rock.
I mean, minus the Confederate flag. Sorry.
Yeah, the whole Confederate flag thing isn't me. And, you know, I don't support Donald Trump. And,
does he?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No, it doesn't surprise me, but fuck.
Yeah, it's... No. And I didn't start off rapping.
You sure?
Yeah, there's...
Judging from your hat, I don't know.
Yeah. My hat says, call your crew, not the cops, which is kind of like a hip-hop thing, but this is a hardcore thing, so...
It's a fine line.
Yeah, it is a fine line. There's a lot of similarities there, which is why the Judgment Nights soundtrack still makes my dick hard. But what can I say? But, yeah, I mean, you know, but then, you know, I lost interest because I think for the same reason as you, I just, like, the childish shit didn't really get to me because, you know, by the time I was, you know, by the time Adam Sandler was in his prime, like, pumping out shit, I was already into, like...
Where do you think he lost you?
I mean, pretty much I lost interest after Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm. So not... All right, so that's where... So not The Waterboy? The Waterboy's not funny to you?
I saw The Waterboy in theaters.
Waterboy was okay, but it wasn't, like, something that grabbed me because, like, I was not... I was never into the Adam Sandler that was making the silly voices and doing the thing. Like, that wasn't, like, the Adam Sandler I liked. I liked the,
Lot of the supporting cast of that movie is really good, though.
I just remember that the giant was in it.
Oh, yeah. Paul White. Yeah. Also, The Big Show. He was... And that whole scene's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I guess that might be one reason I like Adam Sandler is because, like...
Yeah, he's got a lot of wrestlers.
There's, like, a common ground of, like, I'm like, oh, cool, that guy's in that movie. That's fucking rad.
Yeah.
For me, kind of same thing, though. Like, Happy... Like, I mean, obviously, I saw Billy Madison. It came out first. I was 7 when that came out. Mm-hmm. I was 8 when Happy Gilmore came out. I love those movies. They're great. They're fantastic. And, like, I think a lot of it, like, a lot of what he did, like, down the line is, like, I think his cutoff point with me is, like, 02 or 03. I think Mr. Deeds might be the last one where I was like,
okay. Last one I saw in theaters.
And it might have been the last one where it's like, because I still watch that and like there's parts of it that I'll laugh at. Like, mm-hmm. I still think part of it's funny. And I think everything leading up to that point also has redeeming qualities. That might just mostly be nostalgia, though.
Yeah.
That might just be that.
See, I, like, a lot of what, I guess part of it is, like, there's a level of just bad memories with those. Like,
okay.
Like, I remember going to see, my dad's side of the family, at least my cousins on that side, love those movies. Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, all that crap. And they're people, while they're not bad people, they're just not people I genuinely like. You know,
I feel that.
Or at least we don't have the same sense of humor, and it's very like when I put a connection in my brain, I think I align people who like Adam Sandler movies with someone who, if you go to the bar and shout OH, they'll shout back IO.
Okay.
And I find that intolerable. Like, and there's just like.
So because you're making this connection between Adam Sandler movies and these douchebags,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's in your head. But do you think you could go back and take a more objective view on it now that you're older?
I was debating going back and watching either Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison. I feel like I would probably still hate Billy Madison.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I'm not a big Billy Madison fan.
I really like the so hot, one touch honey and all that crap. I'm just like, it's just. It's just gross. But I mean, I feel like Happy Gilmore might have some jokes that I'm fine with. Like, I think it'd be okay. I think that's probably the only one where I'd sit there and be like, whatever, and just shrug it off.
What about Little Nicky?
Fuck Little Nicky. I remember seeing that when I was over at my friend's house. He turned it on. And even then, I'm like, this sucks. Like, it's like, he's trying way too hard with that one. Like, he's wasn't there like... like Satan or his father's like
Harvey Keitel.
Was it Harvey Keitel?
Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel's his dad.
And then he has like a ass slave or something like that. Like,
well, John Lovitz is in it.
Someone who has like five asses that he has to fuck or something. Like, it's something.
Well, I know they shove pineapples up Hitler's ass. I see, that's a movie where it's like, that was very, what would you say that came out, like 2000-ish?
Something like
somewhere around there. Yeah. Like, I, you know, I was 12 there. It was like, for me, because like I grew up Jehovah's Witness and shit, and I was already heavy into like, I fucking love metal and mm-hmm. I like the devil and this is cool.
Yeah.
So it was like that kind of just fell right into place for me. It's stupid as fuck. Yeah. It's dumb. Him talking out of the side of his mouth the whole movie is
like Milo Ventimiglia.
It's just stupid. It's just that I get, but like I guess it's nostalgia for me. I guess it's nostalgia.
I think you stumbled onto something here. It does seem like a lot of Adam Sandler's movies are sketch pitches that are stretched into an entire movie, which is a criticism of pretty much every Saturday Night Live actor's movies.
For the most part, yeah. I think some pull it off better. Like, I mean, MacGruber is fucking perfect. You know, I like Wayne's World, but yeah, that's a sketch movie. Like, that's just a series of sketches, really. No, but yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, I grew up, like, adoring Mike Myers.
Okay.
Like, he's got that goofy, you know, he just does.
That's a very Adam Sandler. The parallels are there for sure.
I think they're almost, they're not like mirror images, but
no,
they're kind of the same thing, but doing them in very different ways. Like,
so you just,
well, one's
don't
Canadian,
like,
one's
you just Jew. Don't like Adam Sandler because he's Jewier.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I was getting.
Well, no, like Mike Myers is like the king of finding public domain jokes and just making them hilarious to me, at least. Like,
well,
like,
I mean, dude,
like,
they
a,
put
like
out...
a loser says what, that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
I mean, but dude, still at the same time, like, look at what Mike Myers and Adam Sandler pretty much put out at the same time. One was Don't Mess with the Zohan, and one was The Fucking Love Guru.
Oh no, right. there's no doubt in my mind that Mike Myers is garbage now. But
first of all, Don't Mess with the Zohan is amazing. And you all can suck my dick.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it, but it did not.
It's great. But you really have, it's, I think it's specifically for people that have, like, that know Israelis. Because, like, that whole thing really spoke to me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Like, I remember that coming out and there being a big hubbub about him being white and all that, too. But, I mean, that's whatever. Yeah. You know, it's comedy. I get it. But...
Well, that wasn't.
Is that important to you that not really. People are the right race?
Not usually, no.
Okay.
So that it doesn't bother me. It was just something I remember hearing.
Yeah.
For me, it depends on
that kind of thing is on your radar.
Well, because I read so many movie blogs and things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I hear. Well, and I'm, you know me. I'm like, I'm Mr. Social Justice Warrior, and yeah. I have friends like that. So I mean, I get it. Like,
grow up.
I don't know.
George, you got plenty of your own problems to fix before you can fix anybody else's.
Oh, trust me. I know, my friend. Like, there's a lot of puzzle pieces missing here.
Yeah, well.
Fuck that jigsaw.
Yeah.
I want to play a game.
Did you like Saw? Was that a good
I like the first Saw. I don't like any of the other ones.
That was one of the movies that made me cry.
Saw?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Saw made me cry.
Carrie was his American accent.
It wasn't Carrie always his American accent. It was I got to a place in my head where I realized I would have done the same thing and gone nuts and cut off my own foot, and I wasn't okay with that.
So kind of directing it back to what Jeremy was saying before is like there's a correlation of like when you're younger with Adam Sandler movies. I'm curious as to like did your relationship with your said cousins – did that kind of ruin it? Like, was it like when you saw them, it was like,
there's
oh.
definitely a correlation in my brain that, especially Mr. Deeds, for whatever reason, I
and that was the last, you said
that was
like
the last,
last
one I saw in theaters.
I think we found the moment there, mm-hmm. Jeremy.
Yeah, that was the one, because they, excuse me, they, yeah, that was the one that kind of hammered home. Like, I'd seen that movie probably, God, I'd probably seen it at least 6 or 7 times, simply because they would, I think we went to go see it like 3 times in the theaters.
They would duct tape George.
Sort of. They would like. I would have to go over there because that was like when my parents were getting divorced. So I'd go over there every once in a while, and they'd always turn it on. They mm-hmm. bought it for me for Christmas. I'm like, I don't like this movie. Why'd you give this to me? He's like, oh, we'll take it. I'm like, you already have it. Why do you want another one? Like,
yeah. I need 2 copies of this. It's so good.
It was like one to keep in the DVDs. Case.
Yeah. Yeah. Collector's item, and it was a VHS.
That's wonderful.
But I love Winona Ryder, so that's enough.
Who doesn't? She can steal my heart, and I wouldn't give a fuck. Yeah. I love her.
She made one mistake. Who cares?
On SNL, just side note, SNL this past week or 2 weeks ago, they did a Stranger Things parody. And I forget who did Winona Ryder. It might have been Cecily Strong, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever did it killed it. It was so funny. So funny. Watch SNL. SNL's good
I
again.
Did watch Black Jeopardy. That was perfect.
Oh, with Tom Hanks. Did you see that, Jeremy?
Not yet.
Oh,
it's super good.
It's
no, great. I always am hesitant when a bunch of people share something on Facebook.
I agree. Yeah, I get that. I agree.
Because, you know, generally I don't like what everybody else likes. But, you know, I'll give it a watch.
I think you'd like Black Jeopardy.
All right.
Watch it after the show.
Yeah, I trust Tom Hanks, so.
Oh, God.
Dude, he did you? Another thing is like this episode won't get aired until about a few weeks out or whatever.
Correct.
But the Indians are in the World Series right now, and Tom Hanks was just on, not Conan, Stephen Colbert, and he came out and he did 8 minutes on why he was rooting for the Indians. 8 minutes they went and they talked about it because I guess Stephen Colbert is like a huge Cubs guy, and they went back and forth like that was the whole first segment. And it was. Really
I did
cool.
See
to,
something about that, but
it was just very cool to see Tom because you know he got his start here.
Yeah.
So like he has a very big affinity for this place, and I really like that a lot. Like who doesn't like Tom Hanks though?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Aside from John Nix hating him and
well, yeah,
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump's garbage.
All right,
another
so,
one.
Yeah, Forrest Gump is garbage, and Adam Sandler is garbage. But Adam Sandler is garbage more because. You seem to associate that sense of humor with the bro culture.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's not specifically the only reason why, but yes, I definitely, that's not a helping it's factor. In the same way that I associate Nightmare Before Christmas with Hot Topic culture.
All right. That's fair. I mean, it does seem like, you know, a guy in a college football hat would quote Adam Sandler movies.
Absolutely.
Sure.
You know, so.
But I fucking quote, I mean, seriously, I mean, at least four times a week, one fucking quote, and it's Happy Gilmore, the one I was telling you about. For whatever reason, when somebody is giving me a choice on something, it's when he's talking about the gold jacket. He's like, gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit? For some reason, like, that has always stuck in my mind. Like, that's hilarious to me. Why? Don't ask me. It just is.
Yeah, I like, if you would have told me that, like, just out of context, I would have been like, it's not really a joke.
Yeah,
like,
I guess you have to, I mean, obviously you have to know the material, but, like.
Yeah, I mean, in context, I'm sure it's at least portrayed as a joke.
Adding context to situations helps a lot.
Yes.
George.
I'm going to sit back.
So at any rate,
I'm very uncomfortable now.
Why? You're with two people who only want to beat you up like half the time.
Yeah, that's true.
No, this is not a safe space. You shouldn't feel comfortable. it's only safe that I don't want to get blood on pizza furniture. shout out to Milky Way Recordings, doing this, recording and the nice mixing and the editing for the podcast for us. Appreciate it. MilkyWayRecordings@gmail.com. You know, if you would like to pay George's ransom after the show, that's the Hate Flow.
Cheap. I'm not worth a lot.
@gmail.com. We accept PayPal, Amazon gift cards, and
Dark Web.
Yeah. Bitcoin. Dark Web is not a payment method, Jordan.
I don't. Do I look like I know how the internet works aside from pornography?
Okay, you have a point. You definitely appear to be an expert on internet pornography.
And the dark web.
Yeah, if by nothing else.
Not into kids, man.
That hat says otherwise.
Not only in the Nope. Mm. I am a Bush man, so I'm good.
Like 2004 Bush?
No, I'm like 1980s. Okay. Not George W.
Yeah. George H.W. George,
yeah.
It's the 80s.
George H.W.
Or the 70s,
whatever. Read my fuckable lips.
@gmail.com.
Yeah. Pussy lips.
Yeah. But
so, Jeremy, grill this kid.
Grill me. Grill this kid. Yeah, stop holding back, Jeremy.
Oh, I'm not holding back. I'm being a good boy.
I didn't make the popcorn.
Yeah, no, you didn't make popcorn. So, the other thing about Adam Sandler is, what do you think about, you know, you've obviously mentioned his influence on Andy Samberg, because it's kind of like, you know, the whole, you know, the song parody thing and the man-child thing, which, you know, is heavily influenced by him. But he also has, you know, the Happy Madison production company. What do you think of Grandma's Boy?
I haven't seen Grandma's Boy since, like, 08, probably. When I saw it, I liked it. I think I've seen bits and pieces on TV now. Which, I mean, in fairness, it's on TV, so you can only take it for what it is. But I wasn't digging it.
That's not a movie you can watch on Comedy Central.
Yeah, because it's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's weird because it's an... You can definitely see this coming from the mind of Adam Sandler, but it's missing the Adam Sandler elements that you dislike. Well, the one thing I've
noticed with his later movies, at least the ones starring him, they're mean. And they're not, like, funny mean. They're just, like, him making fun of people and being really shitty. Like, I mean, he was kind of shitty in the early ones, but there was, like, jokes usually came back on him a lot.
Well, I read that whole article that came out last year, how it talked about... how he's rich now and he just makes movies with his friends and he's going to poke fun. Like, I think it was actually for, like, that whole Ridiculous Six thing, which, like, people were like, ah, it's racist, blah, 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 whatever. But at the same time, like, I don't see anything wrong. He's a comedian at heart, right? I mean, is that it? Can you still call him that? Or is he a movie star? Or is he just a pop culture figure?
I would
figure?
Call him a movie star now. I don't think he...
Well, I mean, dude,
in the same way, Eddie Murphy, I don't really consider a comedian anymore. I mean, I know he's coming back, but
I mean, you'll find this when you meet more people that have quit. It's not something that ever really goes away.
Yeah,
you know, once you start thinking like that, you think like that, you quit for other reasons. So, I mean, you know, there's tape of Adam Sandler doing stand up. I used to have.
Oh, I know he did stand up. I'm not like.
Yeah. So I mean, it's and then like. You know, you can see his writing process evolve from Saturday Night Live. You know, this you know, the sketch pitch becomes the movie, and that's mm-hmm. how the movie gets made. So it's, you know, it's not, he's still a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
It's just his priorities have shifted.
Well, yeah, his job, I mean, at the end of the day, if it's what you like or what you don't like, it's his job to make people laugh, mm-hmm. and they still pay him to do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's got an audience, and I mean, that's...
Like, I watched Pixels, dude. Why? Don't ask me fucking
why. I really
watched
Pixels, too. I don't know.
But I did, mm-hmm. and I mean, that was awful.
Yeah, I'm sure. It was awful. But I don't think he produced that, or I don't think anything he had really much to do with it.
I don't feel like he really does movies with that he doesn't have a hand in anymore, because, like, Kevin James is in it, you know, like...
He probably had some say in it, but I don't think he's, like, it might be a Happy Madison production, I don't know, but... That definitely seemed like an outlier. That didn't seem where he was, like, kind of trying, but he was still wearing basketball shorts, and I'm just like, what the fuck is
like
going on?
Like the grown-ups movies. That's him fucking jerking off with his friends for 2 hours.
Have you ever heard of The Worst Idea of All Time? It's a podcast.
No.
It's two New Zealand guys, and they decided they were going to watch Grown Ups 2 every week for a year. And each episode is just them talking about Grown Ups 2 for, you know, an hour. And you can just slowly hear their will just start to break with every episode. And it's
sounds
so
right up my
wonderful.
Alley, then.
The second season they're doing Sex and the City 2. And it's great.
That show is so off my radar. I mean, it was before my times. Like, it was just so off my radar that I don't give a fuck.
I saw the first one at theaters opening day.
Not me.
Who dragged you?
I kind of convinced myself that I liked it, but I had a, it was a girl that I was dating at the time that dragged me, but it was more like, hey, do you want to come? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine with Sex and City.
You're like, do you mean in the movie theater or?
I didn't come. I'm not a pervert, Jordan. Nah.
You never gotten a hand job in a movie theater?
No, I haven't actually.
Never gotten a blow job in a movie theater?
No. If I didn't get a hand job, I never got a blow job. I mean, I guess they're
not that's different things.
I've never done anything in a movie theater.
George is such a movie nerd.
That's actually kind of true. I have a weird.
The theater is for film.
I'm really big into like theater etiquette.
I mean, did you work at a movie theater?
Yes.
I worked at a movie theater. I had never gotten a blowjob or a handjob in a movie theater.
I did try once, though.
Once again, both of you can grow up.
Look, I took like this underwear model that I was dating out in Colorado to see Pirates of the Caribbean. And she came out of the theater like, I thought we were going to make out the whole time, but that was a really good movie. Like, I taught her theater etiquette. So
when I was working at the movie theater, I was dating this girl who just wanted to be a little bit more adventurous. And so I'm like, all right, it's a Sunday night at like 10 o'clock. Let's go to the IMAX showing of the fourth Underworld movie. Because I'm like, I'll just do it with the movie I don't
they
like, give a fuck about.
IMAX?
Sort of.
It was one of those things where, like, they had Hannibal in IMAX when that came
out.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just, they're not shot in IMAX. Sometimes
okay, I see what you're saying.
It's just, like, loud and big. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's going to be an empty theater, you know, to a movie I don't give a fuck about. Let's try and fuck at my job. And we get there, theater's fucking packed. Like, it's a Sunday night for fucking...
Those movies made a lot of money.
Yeah, but I'm like, there's no reason, because it's, like, having worked there that week, no one was showing up to that movie, especially in spending $17 a ticket on that thing. I was so pissed.
Everybody just wanted to go.
I had to fucking watch the fourth.
Like, the story of George's life.
I did get to see a super sweet head rip, though. What? A wolf ripped a vampire's head in half. It was pretty cool.
All right. So here's your homework, George. Wait a minute. You've already done this. You've already come to an Adam Sandler movie.
Yes. Oh. We haven't even talked about that. I can't believe I forgot about it.
You forgot about your dumb
that
joke.
That moment of bliss. Yeah, that moment of bliss where I didn't have that hanging over me.
Yeah. So that didn't help you get over your hatred of Adam Sandler at all?
No, it just added to it.
Yeah.
That's another one he didn't do. It was the guy who did Dexter's Lab. He just had like his friends in it.
Okay. Didn't they make a sequel?
They did.
I watched the sequel.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's goofy. Like, I can see why people like it, but it's...
It was, you know, this is a lesson about tolerance.
Yeah. And,
you know, it's like, I get it. Like, that's how I grew up. It's fine. yeah, I grew up in a mixed religion household, which doesn't seem like a lot, but one of those religions is Jew. It's a big deal. So.
Oi.
Yeah. All right. So Adam Sandler is, he doesn't seem what, well, I guess with the basketball shorts, he kind of has to be a bro at this point.
The amount of Dave Matthews Band he puts into his music.
Yeah, I think,
like,
he's a bro, for sure.
And REO Speedwagon and, like,
Journey.
Yeah.
All right, defense point. The fucking Wedding Singer, man. Go fuck yourself.
Nope. I don't get the love for Wedding Singer at
all. It's the height of 80s reference comedy.
Yeah, but it I guess. I
mean, you know, the whole thing is, do you get it? Do you get the reference? And, you know, everybody loves that shit.
Yeah, it's Family Guy-esque in that sense. Like, it's just, there's no real joke there. It's just, you're saying, like I specifically
the
remember
fuck
for
are
whatever
you talking
reason
about it's Family Guy-esque.
In the sense that there's no real joke, and they just say, like, remember this time? I remember that movie.
The Wedding Singer is an entertaining movie. Comedy aside, it's a great movie.
I disagree, but
that's fine.
It's like that 51st Dates. It's the same thing. It's just, it's, that's another one where he was trying.
51st Dates I've only seen once, so I can't really speak to that at all.
It's just not funny. Like, I mean, like, even the story's like, okay. Like, I think there's an interesting story there. Like, I think if someone else were able to take a crack at that.
All right, so I have a question. If Mr. Deeds is your point, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if that's, like,
I did see 51st. That was after, I believe.
51st Dates was after,
yes,
Mr.
It was,
Deeds.
I was working.
All right, no, but, like, if Mr. Deeds is, like, kind of what we talked about, like, that's your point,
mm-hmm.
What kept you investing more time in Adam Sandler products?
I had friends who were into it. Like, I mean, into his stuff, like, family members. Like, I think 51st Dates was, like, my sister rented it. And it
so
was,
it's
like,
not something you're
night.
So adamantly against that you're like, fuck this, I'm not
at
watching
time,
this, I'm leaving.
At the time, no.
but at 28, 29, you'll be like,
well,
fuck
now,
this, I'm leaving.
Well, now I have, yeah. Now it's like, I have other things to do. I could fucking do something way more productive than just sit here and
watch an Adam Sandler.
Yeah, then watch fucking Jack and Jill.
George.
You know, like.
No, you don't. So when are you going to have the Adam Sandler retrospective at Mayhall's?
Oh, actually next week.
Can we do a TED Talk on Adam Sandler?
Oh, my God. If I can have a PowerPoint, absolutely.
Dude, that would
and
be
if I can
so...
dress in a black turtleneck.
That'd be you. I mean, you look like you work for fucking Apple anyway.
Thank
if you,
you
put on a fucking...
That's all I ever
that's
wanted
not,
to hear.
And it's not
I've
a
never,
compliment.
I don't own any Apple products, but thank you.
Tomato fucking... Then you work for Google, dude. I don't
I'm
care.
I'm fine with Google. I like Google. So I like data mining. About it.
See, what the whatever you just said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't worry about it.
It's nerd
something
shit.
About the dark web.
Yeah. Child pornographer, George Dunn, everybody.
Thank you. Context. Sure. All about context.
It is all about context.
That was a killer. That was great. That
so was what funny. Have we learned? We've learned that George does not like childish humor, and George does not like bros, and George hates part of his family.
Like,
also,
mostly
George
summed up my comedy.
Yeah, George hates Jews. Mm-hmm. Which I'll look for him to explore that more after President Trump.
God bless,
cabinet member George Dunn.
Yeah,
Secretary of Burning.
Yeah, well, with the closing all the Planned Parenthoods, I mean, you know, you're going to have to advise people on, you know, home remedies for gonorrhea.
I'm all for eugenics.
I'll tell you what, though, for the apocalypse, the forthcoming apocalypse, I'm just going to get really good at coat hanger abortions, and I'll be rich in the apocalypse.
It's all like it's a crane machine, basically. Like, you get it.
There are better ways to abort babies than coat hangers.
In case of paps.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Shit it out the next day.
I don't know. I wouldn't say a case of PAPS is the best way to have an abortion because Jordan looks like he was born immediately after having a case of PAPS.
You've been trying
Son
to have
of
an
a bitch.
You've been trying to have an abortion for the last 28 years.
That's okay. I look like my formula was Similac and Milwaukee's Best. So.
A little purple drink.
A little purple drink. Never mind. All right. George, thank you very much for coming on with
thank
us this week.
Me.
I don't think your hatred is justified, but I understand it now.
thing.
And that's what's important.
See what we're doing, people? We're branching out into different areas of hatred. We may not agree with it, but we understand it.
Yeah, this is definitely it's justified. I don't think I can change your mind, and I don't think I want to.
But you're still allowed to be wrong, so that's fine.
You're definitely allowed.
Watch a Kevin Smith movie.
You're definitely allowed to be wrong, but we should still be friends.
Yes.
Yes.
I love you too.
I love you.
Both of you. I love you too, buddy.
Shout out to Sam Holmes at Sam Holmes on the Instagram. She did our logo. It's great. I love it. And
how can you not? It's perfect for us. It's so satanic and it looks like a neon sign. It does. It's and that's like
she got one.
Yeah,
that would be rad. They're expensive though.
They're very expensive.
$600 to make what we would have. It's two fucking colors.
Yeah, and I don't feel like setting up a GoFundMe. So. Not until my car dies. Start a comedy festival.
The only way I would support a GoFundMe, aside from my friend that I just did this week, but would be Jeremy being like, "Hey, I need my car fixed, and I don't have the money to do it." I'd be like, "If you enjoy what we do, I can't give him any money, so
yeah,
do this."
But we'll
not see a big fan of GoFundMe. People use that money for tattoos, and it pisses me off.
We will.
So Waylon used it for good use.
To go to Europe and pretend that he was fucking doing something. Cool.
He's a good man.
Let's not.
All right. Jordan,
the comedy dad goes.
Yep. This is not that kind of podcast yet. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates something as much as George Dunn.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rampant offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep saying.